to once again the WCW heavyweight champion for the 13th time, the Nature Boy Ric Flair. However, I use the word, well, I don't want to say it really. His accomplices from last night are woman and you. You surprised me, to say the least, Elizabeth. I had no idea that it would turn out this way.
Well, Gene, you know, Randy promised that last night someone was leaving the building on a gurney. Well, it may have taken us all night, but Ric Flair, the man of his word.
Leaving on a gurney. Leaving on a gurney. Leaving on a gurney, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, 13-time
taking a little catnap. You know, it's not easy being Ric Flair. It's not easy being the Nature Boy. And let me tell you, for those of you that don't understand what has happened, we now have woman on our right and Miss Woo, by God, Elizabeth on our left. And we also just happen to be, for the 13th time, the reigning World Heavyweight Champion. So we can dance all night.
Wait a minute. Ric Flair, what about next week? The cat is out of the bag. You have got a mandatory title defense against Randy Savage right here on Nitro.
And I can't wait. Anytime I have an opportunity, come here, girls.
Anytime,
follow me, Gene. Anytime I have an opportunity to walk the aisle, to style and profile, to be the Nature Boy, to fly in Lear jets, to ride in long limousines, and to talk to the girls about Space Mountain all night long. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. But Savage, Hogan, in a serene moment, let me just say that sometimes only a woman can say things as eloquently as they need to be heard.
What is he talking about,
Miss Elizabeth?
Elizabeth,
yes. The floor is yours, darling. Come over here, woman.
Yes, I have something to say. For 7 years, I had to walk behind Randy, sit in the corner, and never open my mouth. Well, when I left, I took half of everything. Half the money, half the property. But that was nothing, because last night, I took it all.
Wait a minute here.
What she wants to say.
I know that belt was the most important thing to Randy. And he prides himself on living on the edge. Well, he's over the edge. And looking up at the Nature Boy.
Mean Gene, to sum it all up, as we walked through the fairgrounds of Tampa, Florida Expo, I saw a guard say, "Oh my God, what's causing all this?" Girls,
thank you very much, Nature Boy Ric Flair. Woo! Oh my.
All right, straighten up. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Warden Hammersley, and today you are guests in my home courtesy of the Scared Straight program. Now, according to your juvenile officers, you are all repeat offenders hell-bent on joining us here the moment you turn 17. We thought if you had a chance to meet some of our residents, maybe you'd have second thoughts about coming here for a longer stay. Now, I'd like you to say hello to someone who'll be here long after I retire. Inmate number 2875, Deshaun Powers.
Chuck! Thank you, Sherman Hemsley. What do I smell, huh? Do I smell some young chickens? That's good, huh? Because we're always running around looking for some fresh bitches.
Man, I ain't your bitch.
That's right. You too scrawny to be my bitch. I can't get in. I sell bitches like you for a pack of smoke down at the weak bitch market down on Hall Road, bitch.
Man, get out of my face with that, man.
No, that's how it works in here. We buy and sell bitches for cigarettes.
Hey, I had a question about the bitch market down on Ho Row. How much you think I would go for?
Fine bitch like you? Use a three-pack, bitch.
All right.
Hey, hypothetically, if I was your bitch, could I buy myself back with some cigarettes?
Man, shut up, bitch. Looking like Popeye. Shut up. We got people in here you ain't never seen on Sesame Street. I'm gonna introduce you to my cellmate.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Don't play with me, parent. He's always looking for a new wife. My man just finished a week in solitary eating nothing but coffee beans. A straight up OG of cell block 3. Give it up for my man, Matt Foley.
Hell be doing this, man.
They all your bitches now, Matt.
You got it, homie. All righty. Now, as Deshaun told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a former motivational speaker. Currently serving 3 to 5 years for non-payment of alimony. I better begin by telling you a little bit about myself. I'm 35 years old. I am thrice divorced, and I wish to dear God that I was living in a van down by the river. Young fella, how'd you like to be my next wife?
Well, I'm not ready to settle down quite yet.
You're pretty funny. Let me rephrase that. That's funny, and you're pretty. Now, hang on to your sense of humor, young fella. You're gonna need it in here. Because they can't take that away from you. Believe me, I know. I had it all. Van, river, the whole kit and caboodle. Now all I got is a cot, a toilet, and a homemade tattoo of a van down by the river. Deshaun? Sold 7 bitches to the homie with the cornrows.
Damn. I just bought you back. How you like that, hoes? That's what you are to me. You better listen to my man Foley, okay? I know you thinking you all gangsters.
Why, the regular Jimmy Cagney.
Yeah, but you ain't nothing but some raggedy ass, fresh off the bus, corn-fed bitches.
Female canines.
Outside you may not be bitches.
But in here you is, boy. My homie Deshaun is in full mother physician effect.
Damn straight, boy. You know what I'm saying? All right? And this is my hood. All right, if you come in here, you'll be my bitch. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Unless I sell your bitch ass for a pack of cigarettes.
It's a simple concept. bitches and cigarettes. Everybody's happy.
All right, guys, I think you made your point.
Warden, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind doing old man a favor and clam up! Deshaun and I want some bitches!
No, no, see, I came here to get me some hoes.
Hey, I got a question. You two share a cell, right?
Yeah, what's your point, young fella?
Well, then which one of you is the bitch?
Well, damn, it ain't me. I was there first. You my bitch, ain't you, man?
No, I believe you're my bitch.
It's on. You bring your... It's on.
Oh, thank Lord! Oh, we're gonna have a little dance, and old man forgot his dancing shoes. Oop, there it is. Oop, there it is. Look out for Daddy walking. Come on. I know where they'll never find us. In a van down by the river.
I look at the letters that you wrote to me. It's you that I am thinking of. As I read the lines that to me were so sweet, I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling. I watch the mating of the doves. It was in the springtime that you said goodbye. I remember our faded love.
I miss you, darling, more and more every day. As and remember our faded love.
want to buy one of those, son? You know, you tear those up, you have to pay for them. Don't do that. You know, you gotta pay for that magazine.
Give me the money!
I'm so sick of you, boys. Take me, get out of here.
Just a kid! Schwarzenegger films.
Foreign films are in the back.
No, action. This guy's an action star.
Down the center on the left.
No, it isn't possible.
What's not possible? He's fantastic. This is his best performance ever.
But that was you. You were in that movie.
You were in a movie?
Yes. It was called The Girl of My Dreams. It starred you. As a matter of fact, we had this very romantic scene together.
What's the phone number of the store?
555-2310.
Okay, what's your home number?
That's okay. You can give it to him. I'm a police officer.
555-3812.
Amazing. I'm willing to bet that everyone has a 555 number.
So?
So? There can only be 9,999 numbers that start with 555. How many people live in LA?
8 or 9 million.
Aha! Uh-huh.
That's why we have area codes.
Oof!
Is this your kid?
This? Oh, no. This is a mental patient, and I'm gonna take him downtown. Come on.
Okay, I got one. What about this girl right here? She is way too attractive to be working in a video store.
I agree with you. I think she should be working with us. Undercover, of course.
Look, the point is, there are no unattractive women here.
By the hill and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true. Oh, I said, dance all day's long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase in our dance hall days. We were cool and crazy when I, you and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true. I said, dance all day's love. Dance all days long. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her red to sapphire's blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all day's long. Dance all day's long.
you do this to me? I knew this was gonna happen.
You're right, Bob. I'm sorry. What can I say? I'm a miserable, worthless hunk of slime. Here. I want you to take this crowbar and just bash my head right in. Go ahead, really, please. Just bash it right in.
Ah, George, you know I couldn't do that. You still owe me $5.
Hey, Cooney!
Hiya, George!
Beginner's class today, huh?
Yeah. They're so stupid! Stupid!
No me moleste, mosquito. No me moleste, mosquito. No me moleste, mosquito. Why don't you go home? No me moleste, mosquito. Let me eat my burrito. No me moleste, mosquito. Why don't you go home? Mosquito, no me moleste mosquito, no me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home? No me moleste mosquito, just let me eat my burrito, no me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home? Mosquito, just let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home?
Okay, he's got a pass. Wait a minute.
We gotta play this just right.
Think you're going.
Get off of me!
Don't. Echo base. I've got a 1007 to unauthorized on the lot requesting backup.
I thought that was a 1082.
No, sir. A 1082 is disappearing a dead hooker from Ben Affleck's trailer.
Oh, that Affleck. Backup on the way.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. This guy will suck your dick off if you let us go.
Contrary to what you believe, not everyone in the industry is a homosexual.
How about this deal? He'll suck my dick while you watch and jerk off.
All right. Make it fast and sexy.
It's either this or jail, and you know what they do to you in jail.
I was a guard. All right. And after it's all over, you say, "Oh, what a lovely tea party."
the fuck you waiting for? Bitch, start sucking. Bong!
You've got the wrong guys. Doesn't anybody watch the WB? I'm a teen idol, damn it! Hey, don't you recognize me? Look at me! I'm the pride fucker!
Yeah, well, in prison, he'll be the pie.
Can you deliver on the look in you? Laying out the question, think that you'll pull through. Do you know what love means? A push and finish ya. Don't put the thought around me. I'm coming from above.
Nutritive cereal varnish?
Yes, sir.
I've got to give a speech to a trade group. I'd like to mention it. Write up a brief summary and have it to me by the end of the day.
My pleasure.
Layman's terms. None of that inside bullshit jargon that nobody understands.
Yes, sir. Oh, Mrs. Shirley. We got your Christmas card the other day, and my family and I are very flattered that you remembered us. Corporate cards.
Don't forget that report, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
Who are you?
It's
someone who loves you.
Well.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
JYD's measure. Oh, he's going for
abdominal stretch. Doesn't have that leg hooked behind the other one, Jess.
He's still got it sunk in pretty good. Oh, yeah, he does, Gorilla.
He's got to get that toe behind. You're not going to beat the king that way. Came right out of it with a nice hip lock.
Here's a move I like out of... Race is crazy to try to do that to the JYD.
Obviously, he didn't do his homework. Neither did Bobby the Brain Heenan.
I thought he was going to drop the knee on him. Instead, he went for the headbutt.
Never blow. Up and over the top, all the way down, and the Brain right there immediately.
This is, what, the fourth or fifth time now that the King Harley Race has been out to the floor.
Junkyard Dog treating him just like a pail of garbage. Caught him coming in, and it's another headbutt. The Dog on all fours, his favorite position. There's the Brain up on the apron. What's he doing there? Look out. Go. Belly to belly suplex. He nailed him with it.
Beautifully executed.
One, two. Oh, three count. He got him.
He got him.
There was a lot of distraction there, Jess, from the outside with the Brain.
The Brain didn't touch anybody. That was a beautiful belly-to-belly suplex. One, two, three, the King wins it.
He jumped up on the apron.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this bout, the King, Harley Race.
Harley Race with a sort of Pearl Harbor job.
And ladies and gentlemen, as stipulated, the Junkyard Dog must now bow and kneel before the King.
Highly unlikely.
If he's a man of his word.
Yeah, if you get beat fair and square, yes, but not the way he got beat, Jess.
If this guy's so uppity up, he'll do it. He'll be glad to do it.
Very reluctantly, Junkyard Dog. Listen to the fans. They don't want him to do it. Look at the King sitting in his chair. Oh, a little curtsy. Little bow. Well, that's showing me a little class, Jess.
Oh, what is this? Wait a minute.
Oh, he grabbed him. He grabbed him, all right. He grabbed him with a chair.
I've never never in my day seen such a cheap shot in my life, Monsu.
I loved it.
You loved it. If Harley Race would have been doing it, I'd have to hold you back up here.
The dog now with the robe. Bobby the Brain Heenan looking for somewhere to hide.
I have never in my life seen such a cheap shot as the JYD.
Put it on, dog. Put it on. Yes, there's the music. There's the king.
Why can't this guy just accept defeat graciously?
90,000 plus. Showing us how they feel, Jess.
Harley Race won that match with a beautiful belly-to-belly suplex.
After being distracted, the Junkyard Dog doesn't have to feel bad about that whatsoever. Right now, look at the look on his face. He's feeling pretty darn good.
Well, I can't understand that at all. He lost the match. How can you feel good?
Look at the King bent out of shape. Bobby the Brain bent out of shape. Well, a moral victory indeed for the Junkyard Dog.
Well, the map says we're fucked.